last talk before another break is Dr. Young Liu, who has come to New Orleans unwillingly from Clemson, South Carolina, but we're glad to have him. And he will be speaking about more near-infrared fun.
Yes.
How about it, Young?
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Yongliang Liu, and the co-author is John Fork. We once worked together on the USD AI's Cone Structure and Quality Research Station and Clemson, South Carolina. By using this time, I would like to talk about the classification of cotton leaf grid by NIR technique. In the next few 10 minutes, I hope I can make it clear about two questions. Why are we doing this work and how to do it? Cotton fibers were harvested from cotton plants due to the economic reasons. More than 99% of cotton were harvested by machines in the United States. Clearly, it has a number of advantages, but also it has some drawbacks. For example, the machine harvest cotton fibers contain some portion of plant-related mantles or trash. Yeah, during subsequent ginning and cleaning practice, it's impossible to separate all trash from lint fibers. Yeah, presence of trash in commercial cotton bales and varying amounts decreases the market values, requires additional cleaning process, and impacts end-use qualities for yarn and fabric products. Yeah, over the years, two types of assessment of trash amount has been developed, simply in qualitative and quantitative ways. For example, qualitative method includes classes, visual inspection, and the quantitative method includes a gravimetric-based Shirley analyzer and the micro dust and trash analyzer, and also geometric-based high-volume instruments, short for HVI. Need to mention that USDA's Agricultural Marketing Surveys has regulated HVI system as a universal test method to be used globally. With less than 5 minutes, it provides a number of important fiber quality indices, including the trash amount that was present in the particle count and percentage area. In July 2011, the AMS replaced the classes leaf grid determination with instrument-to-leaf measurement from HVI system. It applied mathematical algorithms to convert the HVI percentage area and the particle count into leaf grid in the category of 1 to 8. To evaluate the possibility of rapid and low-cost method that can be used away from the testing laboratory in places such as ginning sites, near-infrared spectroscopy was examined. This is because NIR technique is fast, ease of application, and suitable for online, offline implementations. So, main objective of this study was to develop NIR classification models for instrument to leaf grid 1 to 7 by the use of soft independent modeling of class analog or principal component analysis, short for CIMICA PCA. Commonly, it's possible to show the difference among a smaller sample size by only comparing the spectra with such simple methods as visual inspection and simple spectral processing. Well, for a large sample set, PCA, a process of classifying the samples on the basis of unique spectral feature and the logical assignment, is performed. PCA is an effective variable reduction technique. It reduces the collaboration seed spectral into mathematical spectral called loadings, scores, and principal components. The restructured spectrum is a product of scores and loadings, while the spectral residue is a difference between original and the restructured spectrum, and it measures the amount of each spectrum left over. Therefore, the spectrum of unknown sample is compared against multiple models, and the sample with the smallest residue is classified as a member of the class being modeled. In this work, about 650 linear coordinate fibers were used. These samples were collected in the crop years 2010 and 2011. And the standard procedure for leaf grid determination and the spectral collection was applied. All the samples were randomly divided into collaboration and the validation set, with 442 in collaboration and 208 in validation set. Here, compare the spectral response of samples with leaf grid 1, 3, 5, and 7 in the 400 to 2500 nanometer region. It can be said that with increased leaf grid, the spectral in the region of less than 1100 nanometer increase, while the spectral relative reduction was smaller in the region from 1100 to 2500 nanometer. To compare the modeling efficiency in different spectral regions due to different characteristic bands, the models were developed in four spectral regions represent different components. For each model, the classification efficiency was assessed by the sample numbers correctly determined, and the statistics in collaboration and the validation set were compared in this table. It can be said that the model from 400 to 2500 nanometer region gives a correct discrimination rate of around 90%, which is nearly the same as that from 1100 to 2500 nanometer region. Well, the model from 400 to 1100 nanometer region compromises the discrimination rate to 86.3%. Notably, the model from 1100 to 1700 nanometer shows a more enhanced separation of around 95%. In summary, these are the report a new way to classify instrument to leaf grid from NIR measurement. By comparing the classification efficiency, it shows an optimal discrimination rate from the 1100 to 1700 NIR region and 95%. Clearly, the current results are solely based on U.S. cottons. Here's a procedure in this study. The first step was to collect a total of 650 linear cotton samples with diversified varieties, growth locations, crop years, and genetic properties. Step two was to collect the first visible NIR spectrum and the routine operation after standard procedure of conditioning. Step three was to develop seven class classification models for leaf grid 1 to 7 by the use of statistical package in grams. Before ending the talk, I would like to thank Mr. Norton for printing the samples and the leaf grid assignment, and also Maurice for technical support. Okay, thank you very much.